There's new information today about this week's fatal shootings at New York City Hall. Investigators tell the Associated Press that the gunman, Othniel Askew, called the FBI the morning of the killing and in a rambling conversation told the Bureau that his victim, Councilman James Davis, was blackmailing him, threatening to expose him as gay unless he dropped a political challenge. A city council spokeswoman called the charge preposterous. Askew was killed by police shortly after shooting Davis. Bob Port joins me now. He's an investigative reporter with the New York Daily News. Mr. Port, thanks for speaking with us.
Glad to be with you.
What do we know about this phone call to the FBI?
We know it happened Wednesday morning. We're told it was not tape recorded, but a complaint was typed up, and it simply describes Mr. Askew making the allegation that he was being blackmailed. We've since learned that there were, in fact, two sealed criminal records in his past. And these were the things that Mr. Askew feared Councilman Davis would reveal.
Could you fill us in on what investigators are now learning about Mr. Askew himself? It seems that a picture of a very troubled individual is starting to emerge.
I think that's putting it mildly. He lived a tumultuous life. The incident that he apparently was most ashamed of occurred in 1996. The court records describe Mr. Askew attacking his gay lover with a hammer, repeatedly striking him in the head and shoulders. Many people have described him as a pathological liar. He has described himself to others at times as being an Orthodox Jew, as well as a Jehovah's Witness. He apparently had some stint in the Air Force, and it was after his discharge from the military that he purchased a gun, a .40-caliber semi-automatic pistol. This would be in mid-2001 in North Carolina, and then returned to New York City, where he grew up.
I understand that police have also searched his apartment. What did they find there?
They did, and that was very revealing. What they saw, as they described to us, was the apartment of someone who did not expect to return, although there's been no suicide note. But his will was left on a table, along with a note to his brother, instructing him where to find his personal belongings. They found medication that would be taken by someone suffering from an HIV infection, and that's about it.
Othniel Askew was planning to challenge Councilman Davis in an upcoming race. Davis and Askew drove to City Hall together the day of the killings. They entered City Hall together, entered the building together. That does seem to be a little bit unusual for two political opponents.
It does, and it suggests that they had made an agreement. And there were some documents, police are saying, found on Mr. Askew that suggest he wanted James Davis to sign a written agreement.
Security has now been tightened at City Hall. Do we know any more about how Askew planned to evade the measures that were in place?
Well, it appears to be a case where we let our guard down a little bit, even in a city still recovering from 9/11. It was standard practice for city council members to be waved past the metal detectors, and they would sometimes have someone with them, and they would walk by as well. Needless to say, that's totally changed, and now we have the mayor himself insisting that he will go through the metal detector every day.
Bob Port, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Bob Port is an investigative reporter, and he spoke to us from the New York Daily News newsroom.